I'm Dan Klefstad. 125 deaths, 12,542 new cases of COVID-19. The Illinois Department of Public Health released those figures Tuesday. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity rate is 10.4%, though some regions were still much higher. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state will watch COVID metrics closely in the coming days for any spread resulting from the Thanksgiving holiday. Tuesday saw an uptick in the state's positivity rate, although some of those cases could have been from exposure before last week.
We know that we aren't going to see the bulk of the impact from Thanksgiving in our data quite yet. Just as it took time to see the impact of the 4th of July and Labor Day celebrations in the data.
The governor says those who failed to keep distant during the holiday could be spreading the virus now, even if they don't feel sick. Public health guidelines recommend waiting about 7 days after possible exposure before getting tested, but those experiencing symptoms shouldn't delay. Pritzker says all Illinoisans should act as if they might be carrying the virus and take proper precautions. Meanwhile, Illinois could receive the first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines later this month. Governor Pritzker says, as of now, the state is expected to receive 109,000 doses initially. 2 doses per person are required. He says they will go to healthcare workers, then long-term care facility staff, and residents.
Our anticipation at the moment is the numbers are small enough so that it won't go beyond those 2 populations and may not even get to all healthcare workers, at least not in that very first shipment that we receive.
The governor hopes Illinois will receive more of the vaccine quicker than expected, so other vulnerable populations can get their shots. In other news, the governor announced 2 new programs to help Illinois working-class families and communities of color become homeowners. The Smart Buy and Opening Doors programs each provide a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage and help with payments and closing costs. Smart Buy includes up to 15% of the purchase price for student loan debt relief. Opening Doors is designed for people who have difficulty accessing financing, such as DACA recipients. Down payment assistance in that program is forgiven after 5 years. Both programs start immediately and will continue until the funds run out. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The Carbondale Police Department is offering up its visitor parking lot as a safe exchange zone for the public. The parking lot on the south end of the police department can be used for any type of exchange the public may need, including custody exchanges and online buying or selling transactions. It's available to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Police say the safe exchange zone is under surveillance by video at all times to provide extra protection, and it's well lit with bright lighting to provide extra security. During periods of inclement weather, the police department lobby is also available Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. to make the same exchanges. More than half of LGBTQ adults experience some form of discrimination from a healthcare professional, including the use of harsh language, according to a new report. The American Heart Association survey assesses cardiovascular health in LGBTQ adults and finds 70% of people who identify as transgender also encounter bias in healthcare settings. Researchers recommend healthcare providers receive more education on how to provide appropriate care for these patients. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.